Lincoln County on the Alabama border is vowing not to be the next rural community in Tennessee to lose its hospital. A new CEO starts this week, but he takes over as local officials disagree about how to move forward. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Struggling hospitals in outlying parts of Tennessee face difficult decisions in order to stay afloat.
We just can't compete in today's environment, and I think we're going to have to cut some services in order to be competitive.
Lincoln County Commissioner Doug Cunningham says he's not convinced the county even needs to be in the hospital business anymore. Too many people already prefer driving to Nashville or Huntsville, he says. But other commissioners like Shirley Dangerfield say the county can't afford to lose its hospital.
We need it because we got a lot of retirees here in Fayetteville. They don't need no stress and strain if they hadn't got a hospital to go to if they get sick.
To sort through the competing priorities, state officials have stepped in to provide consultants who hatch a new business plan for struggling rural hospitals. Lincoln County's recommendations include selling off a wellness and rehab facility, but the last CEO was already trying to do that and faced pushback from county officials like Mayor Bill Newman.
It's not going to be something I'm ever going to agree with.
Newman argues that since the rehab facility generates revenue, other cuts should be identified within the hospital. But its deficit has steadily grown to more than $3 million a year.
It's like any business. There's times you need to adjust some of the things, how you're running your business, and that's where we are on the hospital.
Newman hopes the new CEO can reverse the hospital's fortunes, though the mayor acknowledges not everyone's going to be able to agree on how to do that. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.